easy listening Rosie on the house on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
We got all kinds of ideas coming in this morning. Kind of like us, all over the place. Lots of curious people.
Generally in the 7 o'clock hour, we don't ask for feedback from our listeners. You're always welcome to call in, but generally we're engaged in a conversation with someone, and there just is hardly room to bring in any outside callers. So it's interesting that we open the lines up in the 7 o'clock hour and how many people are out there reaching into us and giving us ideas. What are some that you've captured here? And then I want you to go into your ideas, and then I want to go into how I need help from the listeners.
Whew, all right. So some of them, I don't know how it would tie into our 7 o'clock hour. One was how to make a happier family. Interesting. And then we talked. You had something.
Oh, that's a one-hour show?
That may need to be a series.
Woo! How to make a happier family. Wow, okay.
That's a pretty deep one.
That's a deep one.
And then, like Nikki said, maybe some home economic stuff. We had somebody from California wanting to know why there's an increase in shark attacks. So not really Arizona topic.
Okay.
Lots of suggestions that we cover the weather, the microburst, the monsoons, how to protect yourself.
Mike had a good way of putting that. What did he call it? He wanted to know the anatomy of a monsoon and a microburst. That's a good way to put it.
And how to protect against it. I mean, you just can't. It's a cold drop of air, and when and where it happens is completely random.
It's a bear attack. You tuck your head between your knees.
And kiss you.
Yeah, that one.
That's just building with block, strong masonry structure.
There you go.
Doing as good as you can. Yeah, some requests for history of towns and what there is to do around the state. I think we kind of try to cover that with staycations.
That, Barbara said ghost towns.
Particularly,
I like that ghost towns. Her and her husband like to drive around the back roads and explore, and would like to know where to find various ghost towns.
I think there's one in Jerome, if I'm not mistaken.
We could bring Roger Naylor and Marshall Trimble on again and talk about ghost towns of Arizona.
You betcha.
Two of the best ghosts in the state.
Two of the best best old ghosts in the state.
And just things for like Arizona Game and Fish.
Oh, I've got some Game and Fish stuff to talk about here just in the next few minutes.
Yeah, so just lots of good topics. I think anything we talk about, somebody's going to be enjoying it. I particularly like I like the history, but I like kind of more the recent history. So, talking to
like
Marshall Trimble.
Like Nikki, like from the 80s? That recent?
No, just one of the requests was what it was like, in the previous decades. And I think that's really interesting. I loved talking to Ray Odom last week, or a couple weeks ago, about what it was like when Phoenix was just developing. I love the stories that Marshall Trimble tells and Dolan Ellis. I like being able to kind of touch part of it, you know, so...
Well, here's a topic I've actually been working on for, actually, in all reality, a couple years. And the man I'm looking for has actually called the show. And we keep incredible data on information y'all provide us.
But?
For the life of me, this person... we cannot turn up in our data. This person called the show and says, you have to have me on. I have found the lost Dutchman gold mine. So if you are listening this morning and you found the lost Dutchman gold mine, or you know the person, or you have read articles, we can't find this particular person. I'd like to have them on and talk about that. To do it, I need y'all's help.
Who was he and how to get a hold of him?
Yeah, and there's somebody else that says they found the Peralta Grant mines of the Agua Fria, which are supposed to be as equally enriched with gold as the Lost Dutchman gold mine is. So, boy, this Peralta land grant, I'm really glad that guy did not get this. I mean, that's basically from Phoenix to Casa Grande all the way into New Mexico. And he almost got it. At one time, James Addison Rivas had convinced the railroads that were going across that particular piece of property They owed him money to have the easement of the railroad on his land grant. He actually had railroad companies pay him money.
Well, is that, what would you call it, reoccurring revenue annuity?
That would be an annuity. Oh, yeah, it would be. Well, he would have ended up with just about one of the prettiest swatches of the entire state, that's for sure. It includes most of San Carlos Indian Reservation, the Blue River, the San Francisco Mountains, San Francisco River, all of Safford, all the Gila River.
Prime real estate there.
And he almost got it. Court case, 1895. Hmm.
What kept him from getting it? Do we know yet?
Well, they discovered that some of the documents he had imported from Mexico were somehow falsified. Mm-hmm. He actually went to California to marry a woman.
To get the rights?
To get the rights. The Baroness of Arizona. Hey, let me talk to y'all. You had somebody call in, babe, and say they wanted to hear more from Fish and Game. We had a great relationship with Jim Paxson, who was the public information officer. Then he was special assistant to the director, Mr. Larry Voiles. Jim Paxson now has moved to his family ranch in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. And just a couple weeks ago, ran for election. Now he's county commissioner, Romy.
How funny. Just couldn't retire.
He just couldn't retire. But Fishing Game has some absolutely spectacular events. I'm going to mention three here in particular. Next weekend, they're holding an elk viewing workshop at Mormon Lake. It's open to families. This is absolutely spectacular. You'll be given some incredible information on the elk herd in Arizona, where they originated from, how many do we have, the basic life cycle of an elk, and then you'll be given a chance to get in with one of the game and fish rangers and go look at herds at up to hundreds of elk. That's a family workshop. It's an all-day workshop at Mormon Lake. It's a blast. Coming up in late September, they are going to release more California condors at the Vermilion Cliffs National Monument, and the public is invited to be there. That's a spectacular event. That's September 22nd. On September 28th and 29th, you can actually go to Lake Roosevelt, and you can help Game and Fish build fish habitat that they are then going to drop to the bottom of the lake to give the fish more protection and housing habitat. So those are three events. You can get to Arizona Game and Fish, azgfd.gov, and take a look at all the things they've got going on. So I'd be all for bringing in a guy from Game and Fish on a regular basis.
Need to find a new best buddy over there.
I'll do it. I'll get a hold of a couple of them. Ty, the new director, or Scott Lavin. I'll track somebody down. We'll get them in here.
We're not talking about Star Trek.
Is that one of the...
Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to talk about tequila.
No politics. We're not going there.
Even in an election year. We can't even go there in an election year. Jennifer,
that's
please.
Coffee table at home.
Please.
Not
please.
In the studio. Yeah.
I could tell everybody in Arizona exactly how to vote on every single issue.
The history of a town each week. We kind of had the ghost town, but what about the history?
Okay.
When was it established? The mayor? Who settled it?
This guy.
Maybe how the town got its name.
Yeah.
You know, some of the obvious ones, Sholo, Phoenix, Flagstaff, you know, those are pretty well known about the name. But, you know, like Eloy. Was there a Mr. Eloy?
Aho.
I don't know. Was there a Mr. Aho? Or was it? Does that mean something else?
Garlic. It means garlic.
Aho does? Oh, so they're probably growing garlic.
There's a story there, right?
Yeah. Well, Phoenix was almost Pumpkinville because of the pumpkins they found growing here.
Glad we caught that one.
Yeah.
I'm glad that self-corrected.
Springerville. Was there a spring there? Mm-hmm. Natural spring? How did that? That might be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I especially like yours on castles. That's great. thank y'all all for reaching out to us this morning. That definitely generates several talking points that we can put together material for in the future 7 o'clock hours. We're going to write them all down. We're going to put them on separate pieces of paper. We're going to take a hat here in the room, and we're going to mix them all up. And one of you, and the contest isn't over, so if you'd like to contribute your idea, it's 1-888-767-4348. Roman, you're getting a lot of them on text. Are you on Facebook?
I'm on text. Okay. It's funny. I always think, well, this person must be that. Like Mom said that tequila, and reading the text from this person about the origins of tequila and how it evolved is some very high-end sipping alcohol. I'm like, this must be like a local tequila distributor. This person more speaking from professors at universities. I'm like, well, that's probably a university professor. Who wants to wake up on Saturday morning to hear a university professor talk?
I do like
Dr. Dean on history, but really?
Of course, he'd have to bring in samples, just saying.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, we had corn last week, tequila.
That's right. You know? We did. Yeah.
There are interesting people besides historians. Do you know who we have coming in a couple weeks?
I can't believe you landed this deal.
Misty Hyman. She was like a hero in our house while the kids were growing up. Katie, our daughter, is a swimmer. And, of course, Misty's swimming Olympian. So she's going to come in and visit with us in a couple weeks.
She's got one of those gold thingies she won at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'll be our first Olympic gold medalist in studio. When do you have her coming in?
I think it's the second week of September.
Okay, well, that's a great one. Great job there. So we love having our fun on 7 o'clock hours, where we take the show any place that you would like us to go or any place that we would like to go. And it generally revolves around Arizona. But Romy, the ASU professor, the astrophysicist we brought in last week, I thought it was one of the best 7 o'clock hours we ever had.
That was interesting. That was interesting. Like I said, Dr. Dean, too.
Yeah, Dr. Dean.
I guess he's just a professor of what?
I'll take an astrophysicist anytime we can get him.
It's surprising how many suggestions on home improvement we receive. One person said, what about pools in the desert? I'm like, well, you obviously didn't listen last weekend. Just listen for a couple more hours. Above and Beyond Pools is going to be here at 10 o'clock. And Joe writes in and says, how about your backyard? What trees to plant? What size? Well, John Eisenhower's right out there. We're going to be talking about that here in about 20 minutes.
It was like three suggestions for trees. I'm like, oh, just hang on.
Yeah.
It's coming. John's here. We're talking trees today.
I am surprised John has the time to come in and visit with us. I don't think in our little corner of the valley, I don't think I've ever seen as many trees down as there are right now.
You ought to go out to Sun City Grand.
Over the course of the last two storms in the last 10 days.
I went to visit Mom, and between Bell Road and her house, which is like a mile and a half, I saw at least 50 trees broken in half, uprooted, limbs, major limbs down. Incredible.
You know what's really funny? The Arizona Nursery Association has an annual conference they called SHADE, Southwest Horticultural Southwest Day of Education. And just last year, it was at Desert Ridge. It moved up there. It used to be out by the Cardinal Stadium. Then it was at the Biltmore. Now it's found its way up to the Marriott by Desert Ridge. And I don't know if it was still like this, but here you have landscape and tree professionals from all across the state coming in. And that stretch, that road in front of the hotel was so blown over with Palo Verde trees for like 3 days. You couldn't even hardly drive through. It was closed to one lane. So I thought, well, I don't know if they're waiting for the shade guys to get here and get a bunch of free work done or what the heck. But you'd have thought that would have been picked up like that. But that just shows how many people were so busy picking up trees that the Marriott for a week had their landscape torn up.